Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said to him, Are you the one who is to come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John again those things which you are hearing and seeing. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, because this is he, of whom it is written, Look, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. Truly I say to you, among those who are born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Nevertheless, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven allows violence, and the violent take it by force. Because all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you will receive it, this is Elijah, who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the markets, and calling to their fellows, and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not lamented. Because John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look, a gluttonous man, and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then he began to scold the cities in which most of his mighty works were done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida, house of Hunter! Because if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, shall be brought down to hell. Because if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, because it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no man knows the Son except the Father, neither does any man know the Father except the Son, and he to whomever the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, because I am humble and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Because my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.